Chinamasa said despite high import duty, the commodities, some of which posed health threats, a lot was still flooding the local market and affecting the operations of local industries.
This has resulted in a reduced demand for locally produced goods, thereby stifling measures that have been put in place to resuscitate the manufacturing sector. Furthermore, used clothing and shoes present a health hazard to the citizens, since the goods may be imported without proper fumigation.
The minister also increased the surtax charge on imported second-hand vehicles that are more than 5 years old. The move will push the cost of importing the vehicles to almost 100%, as importers also have to pay 40% duty on such vehicles. The minister said the income tax law will be amended to allow for taxation of profit-making business activities of churches and related organizations.
For the avoidance of doubt, tithes and offerings for the benefit of ecclesiastical organizations will remain exempt from income tax.
Chinamasa said there was need for the country to have competitive labor laws, saying the recent Supreme Court ruling that employers can fire workers without terminal benefits came at a crucial time when the country is in the process of reforming its labor laws. He said the labor laws should represent the interests of both the workers and employees.
The law is now being reviewed in the context of protecting the rights of the worker while at the same time ensuring continued survival and viability of businesses.
He said the rigidity of the labor laws is affecting production, adding that several companies that had stopped production, like Zisco Steel, were still accruing labor costs running into millions of dollars. Chinamasa bemoaned government's huge employment costs, which is chewing 83% of its total budget. Cabinet, he said, had taken a decision to reduce the employment budget to 40% of the total budget. He revised revenue projections to $3.6 billion from $3.9 billion owing to the poor performance of the agriculture and manufacturing sectors. The minister expressed concern at increased imports, which went up to $3.1 billion in the first 6 months of the year. Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce President Davidson Norupiri commended the minister's measures, especially on labor and protection of local industries.
Everything is not really to make sure that people suffer, but it's an issue whereby he is trying to kickstart or to revive the economy of the country so that people can start enjoying again.
Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries President Vusisa Moyo also applauded the finance minister for attempting to protect the local industry from cheap imports. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.